Ronnie's heaven. What's it like, Ronnie, your new life? Is it the way the old masters painted it, floating on a damp cloud in the company of winged creatures, listening to non-stop harp music? I could paint you in, but not your expectations.
Would somebody, for Christ's sake, get me down from here and show me the fountain of champagne? I thought this was meant to be a celebration.
I'll paint a different picture instead. I see your spirit freed at last from earthly shackles, soaring to a new consciousness, communicating with Kavanagh without the encumbrance of words, without the embarrassment of being barred from four Baggot Street pubs. All is clear now. Ulysses simpler than the Lord's Prayer. Beckett no longer waiting for Godot, and Joe O'Brien sidling over with an impish grin. How are you, Ronnie? You brought me fame at last. I heard Cliona and Phelan pick me poem for the end of your mass. But you needn't have hurried. There's no closing time up here. Just one continuous holy hour. Now Deirdre comes into focus, bridging and healing a painful absence. Unhindered by bodies, your spirits embrace and entwine in a never-ending spiral of joy, leaving behind the three great imponderables that tortured you. What is life? What is art?
And where the fuck is Barney?
We're going to join Ronnie now in a song that he made famous. We have a video clip here of a song called